vote. Welcome, everyone, to the chat. I'm coming to you from the beautiful city of Columbus, Indiana. My name is Nida Evans, and I am the host for the chat. It airs each Saturday morning from 9 to 10 o'clock on radio station WYGS, and it can be live streamed from its website. The chat is also available on Google, Apple, and Spotify podcasts. Today, I'm chatting with Jamie Spidell. Jamie has a doctorate of physical therapy and works for both BCSC and also Columbus Regional Hospital as a physical therapist. We'll be right back with the chat.
I'm stepping out of the boat, for the Savior is near. I'm stepping out of the boat, for the Savior.
Today I'm chatting with Jamie Spidell. Jamie has a doctorate of physical therapy and works for both Bartholomew County School Corporation and Columbus Regional Hospital as a physical therapist. So good to have you today, Jamie.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and get to chat.
Well, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am 33. I am from Columbus, Indiana. Moved back almost 6 years ago, which is wild to think about. I love all things adventure, so all things travel, looking and searching national parks, making trips to national parks when I can, hiking, mountain biking, just anything outdoors, you can guarantee I will be doing it at some point.
So. You're one active young woman.
Yes. And being an aunt is also just a big part of who I am, and getting to love on my nieces and nephews is another big part of my life. So.
Good deal. Yeah. Well, will you tell us about your work?
So I work, as you said, for BCS and Columbus Regional Hospital as a physical therapist. Full-time is with BCSE, so I am working with the students with special needs. My role is just to help them have the skills, the gross motor skills, to be able to participate and play with their peers to the best of their ability. It's all about inclusion and participation, and so I get to play a lot. I get to work on skills like ball skills and jumping and balance and things of that nature that they need to be able to play on the playground, to participate in gym class. But it's also a lot of staff training too for children that have various equipment, wheelchairs, things like that. So because I'm not at every building, I have to float around training staff so that they know how to transfer students in and out of wheelchairs, how to use their equipment properly, and just making sure everyone is safe all around.
You do a lot of different things just to do one job, huh?
Yeah, it's every day looks different. but it's what I enjoy about it, and just getting to see the kids' smiles on faces and when a new skill is learned or when they get to play with peers in a way they've never been able to play before, like that makes it worth it.
I'd like to know about your testimony. Will you tell us when you came to know Jesus?
So I grew up in the church. So just as long as I can remember, we were always at church. So I've always known Jesus. I was baptized. I, you know, made that commitment to be baptized when I was in elementary school in fourth grade. But when I really look back on it at that time, I don't know if I really understood the commitment and what that meant of dedicating my life to the Lord. And so while, yes, I still continue to go to church, participate in youth group through high school, for me, it really wasn't until college that I consider like my own like personal walk with the Lord to begin. And a lot of that also is part of that testimony is what my senior year of high school, a lot of my identity was in soccer, had a goal of playing college soccer, which I still was able to do, but suffered an injury, kind of cliche. You know, at the time, it was just earth shattering because that's where my identity was at, was in soccer. And so it kind of shifted my college plans, getting hurt my senior year. But I was in it, ended up able to go to Indiana Wesleyan, so a small Christian college, was still able to play college soccer. But looking back, the Lord, I know that's where I needed to be in terms of my walk, because being in an environment surrounded by teammates that love the Lord and professors and just a Christian environment was what my heart needed. And so it was during one of our required chapel, weekly chapel services, that there was an altar call, if you will, that I walked down and answered that call and just recommitted my life to the Lord. And so that's really when I consider like my personal relationship and striving to know the Lord and seek Jesus and get to know him better.
Don't you think that's part of the maturing process? You know, I talk with so many women, and they say that they came to know Christ when they were young, mm-hmm. and some got away from him and some didn't. But as you get older, you have more of an understanding what a relationship with him looks like.
Right.
And so that sounds like what you're talking about there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Has he given you a passion to do anything in the church or in a Christian organization? Or how has he given you, and where has he given you a passion?
I would say my passion is people. First, like, bottom line, I just genuinely love people. I think specifically since being back in Columbus now almost 6 years, when I first moved back, I was young, you know, 20s, single adult. I knew it was where I was supposed to be, but I was still kind of holding on to, like, moving back to my hometown and not really truly investing. And then after a couple of years of being back here, like, feeling that calling from the Lord of, like, this is where I have you, and this is where I want you to invest in people in. And so that has been really cool just to see getting involved in the community, whether it's Lincoln Central Family Neighborhood Center Board, serving there, serving in church. Typically I'll serve in the youth and the kids ministry. And then just getting involved in other just groups here in town. Mm-hmm. There's a group called Sidekicks that meets on Monday nights, White River Running, which is a walking group for individuals with special needs to get together and get some exercise and social group. So that has been really fruitful, and just seeing and just being able to love people in different areas within the community. But then also a big passion the Lord has put in my heart since PT school was that of short-term missions, to use physical therapy to share the gospel. And so I was able, so where I went to PT school at was also a Christian university. And so they had opportunities for students to go on trips. And so I was able to do a few trips as a student, and that passion really grew. And then I knew once I graduated, which it's since been 8 years since I've graduated PT school, of like wanting to continue that and leading those trips as a licensed physical therapist with students, because I saw such benefit as a student and I wanted to be able to continue that. And so just use those skills to share the gospel.
It sounds to me like just wherever there are active people, you want to be there.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Was God working on you in any area of your life to make you more like Jesus right now?
I think just my prayer is just to be more like Jesus and to love like Jesus and to meet people where they're at. And so I think that is something the Lord has gifted me with, of just being able to see people and understand and sit with people in all walks of life and just to love people well. And I hope to continue to be able to do that, because that is just a passion, people. Just people, loving people. So,
but it sounds like you have a tender heart too.
Yes. Yes.
And that's so important in working with people, because
yes,
we go through many things in our lives, and to have someone like you take an interest in us, it just kind of helps to heal some wounds.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I was actually just sharing with a group at church last night of like an answered prayer of the Lord just increasing my capacity, because I feel a lot of emotions for my people that I'm close to. And so that can get heavy at times. And so I feel like he's just increased that capacity to continue to do what I enjoy and loving people well, but also being able to take on just those feelings that come with it. So, yeah.
Sure. The chat has a theme song called Stepping Out, and it talks about wanting us to step out in faith out of the boat, and so that God can stretch us and grow our faith and trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
Where in a time of, in your life have you had to get out of the boat?
Two that come to mind is, one is where I went to for physical therapy school. It was Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri, so near Springfield. I applied many different PT schools. I got into two, one more local in Louisville and the other Southwest Baptist in Missouri. Sight unseen, had heard of it because I knew one person vaguely that was there, But when I got that acceptance letter, it was just this overwhelming peace that this is where I need to go. And so I put my like deposit down to save my seat, sight unseen, listened to that call. And so like now, years later, I can see that why he had me there when I did first, because it was another Christian university. I think being relatively new in my personal walk with the Lord, I needed that continued just faith community from professors, from classmates, roommates that I was able to live with. But it was also during PT school that my brother was in a significant car accident and suffered a traumatic brain injury. And so that time, like if I hadn't been where I was to have the support, to have professors that were praying over me, to have roommates and friends that were praying over me, I would not have made it through that time as well as I did during that difficult time. And just professors that were just understanding of like, be with your family, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out your classwork when you get back. And so I do see like the Lord knew like I needed to be there in that environment. And then another time, another big move time of my life was when I was deciding to move back to Indiana. After I graduated from PT school, I did travel PT for a while. So I actually got to move across the country. Every 3 months, I got to go somewhere else and somewhere fun. And it was incredible. And I enjoyed it. Eventually ended up in Texas for about a year and a half before moving back to Indiana. But there was just in 2018, when I moved back, there was just a lot happening back home that I wanted to be a part of. And I had traveled a lot. I'd seen a lot. And I just felt in my heart like I'm ready to be closer to family, to be rooted somewhere, because going back to my love for people, like I value deep community. And so while the traveling was great, when you move every 3 months, you don't get that deep community. So I started looking for jobs back in Indiana. And again, my selfish plans was like, oh, I'm a 20-something single adult. I am not moving back to my hometown. I'm going to look for jobs in Indianapolis. And so that was what I was doing. And the whole time, my mom was kind of putting in my ear like, hey, BCSC, they have a physical therapy job open. Like, you should look it out. And I just kept blowing it off. Like, nope, I love my family, but I'm not moving back to Columbus yet. So I applied, interviewed, got a job offer in Indianapolis. And it would have been an incredible job offer, great learning opportunity, and just for my career. But I just, when it came time to accept it, I did not feel at peace about it at all. And so really spent time in prayer. And it was during that time that another outside person, not even family related, was like, oh, I hear you're moving back to Indiana. BCSC has a position open. And I was like, okay, maybe I should look into this. And so I did. When I looked into what the job offered and what I needed in a job, of just coming off of a season of kind of being burnt out too from my previous job in Texas, it was kind of a no-brainer. Like, this is allowing me to work with kids, have a great work-life balance. And so applied, got the job, and against what I thought my plans would be, ended up back in Columbus. So that was that step of faith of, this is not where I thought I would be at 26 years old, but taking that leap of faith, especially the last few years, have just seen, again, the fruit of that, of just developing like deep community here. And it's been really, really cool just to be back as an adult and just make my own community.
Boy, it sounds like you've had to step out of the boat a few times.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's talk about your prayer life. Do you have a special place you go to pray during the day, just from morning to night? What does the prayer life of Jamie Spidell look like?
Yeah, prayer is actually a spiritual discipline. I feel like the Lord more recently has been working on my heart and just trying to grow in my strength in prayer and just making it more of that natural habit. So I don't necessarily have a place that I go to pray, but I am mindful. I'm a morning person. So after I do my morning devotionals, like just spending time in prayer, and I've been working on trying to just build it into my day, because it's just, I felt really convicted of going about my day and not once stopping to recognize, like, oh, where did I see God, or thanking God or praising God? And so just trying to do more practical things, such as like when I'm in my car driving between school buildings, instead of having music playing, using that 5 minutes of silence and solitude to pray. And so incorporating it more into just the day-to-day things. And then not always great at it, but trying to be better in the evenings of just even posturing myself in prayer. So whether that's on my knees, at my bed, just really preparing my heart in prayer, but definitely growing, an area that's growing for sure.
Well, you're one interesting gal, Jamie. We've got to take a break, though. We'll be right back with the chat.
I'm stepping out of the boat, for the Savior is near. I'm stepping out of the boat.
We're back with the chat, and I'm chatting with Jamie Spidell, and we were talking about her prayer life. I've got another question for you, Jamie. Are there any prayers that you pray specifically for yourself?
More recently, well, really at the turn of the new year, December into January, I found myself seeking just joy in the Lord. Coming off a hard season, my prayer was just a renewed sense of hope and joy and contentment in the Lord. It's been really cool just to see how he has answered that prayer. And I, you know, can remember just having like just deep cries of grief and sadness and surrender. I think it's hard for me to give up that control of like wanting to control my future and my plan, but ultimately it's not in my control. And so getting to that point of just deep cries out and like praying for that joy and contentment, and just seeing how the start of the year, there was just this inexplainable joy that I know was from the Lord. And just in a time of winter, and you know, January and February are hard months typically here, it's cloudy and dark and cold, and I just found myself in a happy place. And so I know that was from the Lord. Continued to be my prayer that I want that joy. Yes, things of this world can bring joy, but I know that his joy is the one that satisfies. And so just reminding myself of that.
How he answered that prayer for you.
Yes.
Are there any other prayers that come to mind as we're chatting about prayers that God has answered?
Yes. I think just that of developing and bringing people into my life for deep community, that, you know, going back to just my heart for people and that desire when I moved back to Indiana was desiring that community. And it took time. Like, no one, you just don't anticipate how hard it is to meet and develop deep friendships in adulthood when you're working and, you know, that's what you do. And so very thankful, like over the last few years of, and just how cool it's been that the Lord's brought different people into my life. And we've even formed our own small group, and just people to do life with and to study the word together, but also do life with, has been such an answer to prayer.
And it's such an important one, because that has to do with who you are.
Yeah.
You're such a lover of people that yeah. The crucial importance of that. Has God ever disappointed you?
I wouldn't say that I've been disappointed in God ever. Not to say there have not been times of deep sadness, deep grief, and just questioning, but I think I still hold on to the truth, even in those really hard seasons, hold on to the truth of like what I know to be true about God and his character. And the reality is I don't deserve anything, you know, it's by his grace. And so reminding myself of that he is good, and like, even though it might not be a plan that I see in my life or how I thought my life would look like, whatever it may be, I just continue to go back to the truth of his character and his goodness. And so giving up, you know, whether it's like unmet expectations that I had on myself, surrendering, going back to that surrender to the Lord.
Such an important time, and that you're talking about there, mm-hmm. is surrendering mm-hmm. to him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, as human beings, we don't like surrender.
Yeah.
We like conquer ourselves.
Yeah.
Can you tell us two of your greatest blessings? I know God has blessed and blessed and blessed you overly. Are there any that stick out?
The small group, the people, like I just mentioned, just adult friendships. That is a blessing. mm-hmm. and just people that I know are praying for me, supporting me, encouraging me. That is something that I, you know, never want to take for granted, and I'm incredibly thankful for that. And another blessing that comes to mind is the ability to travel and do short-term missions. Like I mentioned before, like those trips have been so important and so life-giving, but also, yes, I'm going there to share the gospel and use physical therapy to do so, but I often leave so filled with the Spirit and just the life-giving opportunities of those trips are something, Lord willing, I continue to do as I'm able.
Where have you gone on those trips?
Well, when I was as a student, I went to Haiti twice and Peru. Mm-hmm. And then as a licensed therapist leading some of the trips, I've been back to Haiti. And then I have also been to Zambia in Africa, as well as to Brazil. So Brazil was about a year ago. My mom actually got to go on that trip, so that was even extra special just to be able to serve alongside her and get to experience a new culture and new people together. So
I'm sure that's a big deal for your mom as well.
So that was really special.
Are you reading a particular book in the Bible right now?
Right now, so I am working through a reading plan called The Story of Redemption. It's got a daily devotional with it, but it starts in Genesis and goes through the end of the Bible. And so each devotional is bringing it back to seeing how we can see Jesus, even in the Old Testament, and the story of God's redemption through the whole Bible. And so right now, to answer your question, I am in Numbers. So still very much in the beginning of the Old Testament. Just this morning was reading about the Israelites, how they were beginning their trek from Sinai, and the Lord was providing manna, and they continued to complain and want more and more. And so just, it was a great reminder for me of, I can miss, you know, when I'm always wanting the next best thing or the next thing, thinking the grass is greener, I can miss just the joy and the beauty and the gifts that I have right in front of me. So,
do you have any favorite biblical accounts?
I would say one that comes to mind would have to be the story of Rahab. Just that her faith of taking in these spies as a non-believer, but just the impact that her faith had on the rest of the story, going back to that story of redemption, like that is the perfect example of redemption, because it was from her act of faith that the line of Jesus came from. And so that's the story that comes to mind.
You know, that's a common one for women to mm-hmm. like, that we see her strength.
Yeah.
And even though she wasn't serving God, from right. what we can tell, is that she was still willing to accept and know that he was leading mm-hmm. along the way for her to do what she could do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a life verse or any favorite verses?
My life verse is Psalm 107:9, which is, "For he alone satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." And it's just that reminder to me that the Lord satisfies relationships, people, friendships, food, whatever it may be, material things can bring temporary joy, but not that long satisfying joy that the Lord brings.
How has he used that verse in your life?
Just as that constant reminder of so easily, whether it's thinking back to when I was a senior in high school and soccer, or getting injured, the things of this world are fleeting and can be taken away so quickly. And so if I'm not content and joy and finding joy and finding just my character and my truth in him, then I'm going to be set up for a lot of hurt. Not that hurt isn't going to happen in life, mm-hmm. but I can have that foundation of where my joy comes from.
Yeah, and it's easy, again, for us as women, put our eggs in other baskets mm-hmm. and get disappointed, get depressed, get all of those things. But the importance of remembering that Christ and Christ alone is our satisfier. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite women in the Bible?
Well, we talked about Rahab, so that's obviously one. I mean, there's so many great women of the Bible.
Right. There's one I'm thinking of that would fit you, I think, and that would be Esther.
Oh, my gosh, that's what I was going to say.
You're an Esther
I was going to say Esther, you know, if I perish or perish, her strength and just courage when all of it seems so uncertain, and to still step out and do a really brave thing. Yeah, I would say Esther.
I would think those strong women in the Bible, you could independent, those strong independent women, you could relate really well with.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I do as well.
Yeah.
You know, so let's talk about mentoring now. Have you had any mentors in your life that you can think of?
Yeah, I have mentors currently. I naturally am drawn toward mentorship and seeking knowledge and seeking wisdom. So I have two women that I meet with monthly, and sometimes we just talk about life. Sometimes we don't necessarily like study anything together, but we get together and we share what the Lord's been doing in our life. And I know that I can go to them with questions, whatever it is that I'm studying the word, but also like holding me accountable, and just their knowledge and wisdom I greatly value. And there's many other women too.
Tell us some of them.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of women have made an impact on you.
Yeah.
Because you're a people person, so you're watching, you know. Yeah. So
Jane Dywart and Kathy Dennison, Mindy Kingsbury are some of the current ones that I value just their wisdom currently.
And they're women who are older than you.
Yes.
Yeah. That have been down the road a few times.
Yes. And so those are some that come to mind right now. In the past, I think even as a new believer in college, with the soccer team, we were paired with like seniors or upperclassmen as freshmen. So even that mentorship there, I can think back to being mentored as young as, you know, 18, 19 years old and having that.
I bet too your mom has made a tremendous impact on you.
Yes, absolutely. I just value her strength and just dedication to her family, to work, obviously going through the tragedy of my brother's accident, and just the courage and Lord strength that was all we could rely on to be able to send your son to college thousands of miles away, you know, and just seeing her faith through that time was also very encouraging.
Those are big shoes to fill, aren't they?
Yes.
What about you? Have you ever mentored anyone? And are you presently mentoring anyone?
I am presently mentoring someone as of new. So that was another after the start of the year or end of last year, start of this year, felt that conviction actually from the Lord of like, I naturally seek mentorship. We are called to also be mentors to others. And so prayerfully asking the Lord to bring about an opportunity and a young woman, if he wills, into my life. And so we have, and that we've only met a couple of times now, but she is a new believer. And so that has been exciting and cool. She's in a really sweet spot where she's asking good questions and wants to know more. And the Spirit, I can already tell, is like starting to move in her heart. So I'm excited to see where that continues to go. We're working through a study called Seamless. I believe it's by Angie Smith. And so it's just goes through the entire Bible in a relatively simplified way, but just to be able to see the Bible as one cohesive story. And so I'm excited to continue to work with that. With her, we haven't necessarily set like once a month, but we just text or communicate and keep up to date on life, and then we get together when we can. But
isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's fun, and it's going to strengthen my faith. So it's even cool doing that study with her of like going back to the basics, that reminder for me. Like, I'm even, you know, I'm really excited, and to also just the humility of if she asks a question, to say, I don't have an answer for that, but I will get back to you. And so I'm excited just to see the Lord be glorified through that.
And the exciting part is, well, more than one exciting part, but to know that she's a new believer,
mm-hmm.
and she's hungry mm-hmm. to know more mm-hmm. and how God is using you in her life
yeah.
to help her with yeah. all of that. So
yeah.
that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We've got to take another break. We'll be right back with the chat.
I'm stepping out of the boat, for the Savior is near. I'm stepping out of the boat.
We're back with the chat, and I'm chatting with Jamie Spidell, and we're getting ready, Jamie, to talk about struggles. As women of faith, we go through some real struggles. Sometimes we think, well, I'm a Christian, so this should be a piece of cake the rest of life, but that's not true, is it?
No, definitely not.
And so as we go through struggles, God, of course, has some things he wants to teach us and show us through all of that. Tell us about your struggles.
In the last 2-3 years, I would say my biggest struggle has been that of singleness and surrendering my expectations of what I thought my life would look like now at 33 years old, giving up that control. And the surrender piece is really hard. And so working through a lot of the lies of I'm behind in life, or, you know, just lies of this world, I'm not good enough, things like that. As women, it's really hard to put just that comparison between you and the women or the people around you. And so going back to, like, my prayer at the start of this year and that joy and contentment in the Lord of just reaching that point of, like, deep cries out and deep surrender to the Lord and seeking that, and how he answered that prayer has been really, really cool. And just reframing, like, I have a lot of beautiful gifts in my life, and the ability to love on my nieces and nephew and get all the aunt time, and taking that role of being the fun aunt to the fullest extent, going on mission trips because I have that time, traveling, getting involved in the community, and just continuing to answer those other calls that the Lord has placed in my life in this season, and the fruit that has come from that. But it has not been easy, and there has been lots of ups and downs, and, you know, content seasons, not content seasons, content seasons. And that's life in general. I, again, like, going back, I know the grass is not going to be greener, Lord, you know, when someday I'm married, whatever that may be. And so building those habits of finding the beauty, finding the joy, finding the gifts in all seasons, because there is. In the moment, yeah. So not constantly seeking for what's next and missing the beauty in my life right now.
I can see what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
That would be a struggle. And your emotions would be so in touch with all of these ups and downs, and
yeah.
just the struggle of a roller coaster sometimes of the emotions.
The emotions. And just learning. Yeah, learning to feel the emotions and sit in the tension of grieving what is not, but still holding on to hope and trusting in the Lord in the future, and sitting in that tension. And it's okay to sit in that tension. So
are there any verses in scripture that God is showing you or giving you at the present time to encourage you through this struggle?
I think it's such a popular verse, but one that I often come back to is out of Psalm 23, and just the reminder that he leads me in green pastures and beside still waters. So in the good, he is still there. He is there. And then when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Like, that line right there of encouragement. Like, when the lies of this world and of the enemy are coming, the Lord is preparing my heart. I think it goes on to say, my cup overflows. Not only is he meeting my needs, he is far exceeding my needs. And I might not see it in the moment, but I'll be able to look back and see just how he was able to answer and, like, meet my needs.
Is there a song that you think would encourage chat listeners today in their struggles, or whether they have one like yours or not isn't important?
Yeah.
Struggles are struggles.
Yeah. One that comes to mind is called My Portion. And in it, it just, that reminder of the Lord is my portion. When my flesh and my heart fail, the Lord is there to get me through those hard times.
Let's listen to My Portion.
It guides me day by day. I know that thou art with me through all my pilgrim way. Yeah, no thought so precious, so full of joy to me, is this thou art my portion and shall forever. Hallelujah, what a Savior, my Redeemer, my reward. Hallelujah, endless treasure, my every precept and promise in thy word, but only sweet assurance is more than all to me. Thou Savior art my portion and shall forever be. Hallelujah, what a Savior, my Redeemer, my reward. Hallelujah, endless treasure, my delight forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what is it? Treasure.
not earthly but divine. My soul is in thy keeping, my life is hid with thee. Thou Savior art my portion, and shall forever be. Thou Savior art my portion, and shall forever be.
What a good song you have chosen for us to listen to. Very worshipful and meaningful, and it speaks to each of our hearts. I'd like to give you a couple of minutes to talk about anything God has laid on your heart that he wants you to say. And whatever it is, I don't even know what you're going to say, but whatever it is, I know that there are chat listeners who need to hear what you have to say.
I would just like to encourage listeners that the Lord hears our prayers, even when it seems like prayers are not being answered. He hears them. He knows our hearts. He sees those desires, and just to encourage that he is there. He can provide that comfort when we can surrender those desires to him and trusting in his plan and his goodness and his character and what is true of him.
So the importance of trust.
Yeah.
And how he wants each of us to trust no matter what we're going through.
Right.
I know you and your family have had lots of opportunities to trust God. Mm-hmm. And y'all have been such an example to the people who have heard what's happened, mm-hmm. you know, with Josh and the accident and all that. But to know that God wants to use you to encourage each of us. Will you pray with us?
Dear Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to come and have a conversation with Nida. What a gift it is that she is answering her call for this podcast and just to bring different women of faith on to share stories and to share words of encouragement. Lord, I pray that you be glorified in this podcast, Lord, that my strength does not come from my own, but it comes from you, Lord, and pray that be known. I pray that any listeners would feel your presence when they may be walking through that valley of the shadow of death, Lord, and feel your comfort, but also feel your comfort in the good times, Lord, and know that through every season you are there. Thank you for this time together. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for coming today and chatting with us, Jamie. You're quite a delight.
It's been a pleasure. I'm glad I got to get the opportunity.
What an encouragement you are. So thank you again for coming. I thank you, listeners. I've appreciated your tuning into the chat today. I look forward to future times when we can once again sit and have a chat.
I'm stepping out of the boat, for the Savior is near.